Welcome to our podcast, where we interview Circassians living in the diaspora. We are here to bridge the past to the present. I'm Yasmin Bah.
And I'm Laura Cardan.
Dear Circassians, today, August 1st, marks the 98-year anniversary of when the first Circassians arrived to the United States. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how we came here. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Yasmin.
I consider Laura our podcast historian. So, Laura, how did we get to the United States?
First, the Circassians arrived in Turkey in 1919 after the Russian Revolution. A lady by the name of Fatma Hanum established a ladies' committee where they helped other Circassian refugees coming to the area.
How did they do that, and did they have a connection?
They contacted high Turkish officials, and word eventually reached the Turkish Sultan, who gave up his summer house as a place of refuge. The ladies' committee started to host parties in the Sultan's summer house, where prominent Turkish and allied officials were invited. One of these allied officials was Admiral Mark Bristol of the U.S. Navy. He was so impressed by the character and mannerisms of Circassian aristocracy that he petitioned the U.S. State Department in Washington, D.C. Mind you, none of these Circassians knew Admiral Bristol was doing this.
So it was a complete surprise.
Exactly. He didn't want to get their hopes up if he couldn't get approval. Luckily, Admiral Bristol did and notified Fatma Hanum and the other Circassians. You would think at this point there would have been a flood of our people wanting to come to the U.S. and start a new life, but that wasn't the case.
Were some of them expecting to go back to Kafkas? Is that what it was?
Yeah. They were waiting for things to settle down after the Russian Revolution to go back. Less than 20 Circassians, 19 to be exact, set sail on the SS Constantinople and landed on Ellis Island on August 1st, 1923.
So 19 people. So where are those families of the 19 people today?
That's the million-dollar question. We don't know. It's something we have to find out, though. We're trying to preserve the stories of our people coming to America, and we're asking our listeners for help.
Like Laura said, we need your help. So if you or someone you know has a story for us, you can email us at contact@dearcirx.com. You can also contact us through Instagram.